to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa. In the headlines, four major political parties set for legal tussle with EC as they jointly sue the commission in an attempt to stop it from conducting Wulensi and Kwabre West by-elections, but EC vows to go ahead with elections. Leadership of religious organizations asked to take decisive step in ensuring Ghana maintains its enviable status as peaceful country. Two ambassadors designate to Turkey and the Czech Republic presented with letters of credence. Vice President John Mahama says Africa can attain total liberation if its people recognize their indelible heritage of fighting injustice. And Senegalese President Macky Sall's coalition wins laudable majority in legislative polls.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The news in detail. The four major political parties are set for a legal showdown with the Electoral Commission after jointly suing the commission seeking to stop it from conducting the Wulensi and Kwabre West by-elections. The move is born out of the EC's decision despite the absence of a valid voters register. The General Secretary of CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, said the use of the old register will disenfranchise a lot of workers. A lot of voters spoke on Behind the News.
The Progressive People's Party, the PPP, is a law-abiding political party. The political parties in Ghana are governed by the political party's law, which gives authority to the independent electoral commission to determine how elections are to be administered and conducted. And we, as law-abiding, have decided that we will follow the rules set by the EC. And if there are any issues that we have with the conduct or the procedures announced, we want to fix behind closed doors and let the EC know what our concerns are and hopefully thrash those things out. And as I speak to you, I can tell you that in spite of all of the arguments being made out in public against the Wulensi and Kwabre West by election, 7 people have fixed nomination form and filed. Indeed, the CPP, the
Director of Electoral Affairs of the NPP, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, contends the old register is problematic as there are key issues that need to be addressed. Dr. Opoku-Prempeh asks whether a voter who has turned 18 will be allowed to vote.
My party would communicate whether it's boycotting the election or not through its General Secretary or National Chamber, so that they would invest in the issue to answer. But the point that has been raised is the fact that the EC attempted to conduct the elections on the old register, which is not in existence, is very problematic for the legal party. And secondly, even if it had the law on its side to conduct the election on the old register, it must do certain things before that can be applicable. The last time that old register was used was 2010. Between 2010 and 2012, a lot of people have turned up 18 in Wulensi and Efita Kwabre. They have not had the chance of putting their name in the old register. So if I'm 18, I was 18 last year, and I want to contest this election as an independent candidate, how do I get nominated? It is not as easy as using the old register, which has rather been revoked, but it's even worse the illegality that is being done to that register.
But the EC also has come out to say the new biometric voters register is incomplete and is yet to be exhibited.
That is why I'm saying that the first port of call from EC when they knew these things was Parliament. Because, like I just said, even if Parliament granted you the special power to use that old register because it has been revoked in the new law, in following giving a special power, the third thing you have to do is to do a mop-up exercise. For all those who have attained the age of 18 since the register was last used to date, to have their names put on that register, so that if somebody decides I'm 18 years and I want to contest the Woolens here as an independent candidate, I have the right, I have not been disenfranchised to exercise my right. If he hasn't done that either. So I don't really know what they want to do in Woolens to cause an illegality that would cause the nation funds, distress, and candidates.
The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedun Katia, also raised issues with the tenure of the MP who will be elected. He said Parliament will soon rise and it will be a waste of state resources if the elections should go ahead.
I think it is significant that the major parties in the country are uniting around a subject that is considered to be in the national interest. And indeed, we consider that it will not serve the interests of this nation for us to go into these two by-elections at all. The more important issue is that we are going into a general election in December. So within a period of 2-3 months, you go to do public education about the voting procedure of the old register. And immediately after the voting, you begin another public education with different method of voting with the biometric register. That is likely to create confusion in the brain of an area where you have predominant literacy. But when you come to look at the practical going into these by-elections, Parliament is rising before the end of July. After you get candidates elected into MPs, they can only be sworn in sometime when Parliament resumes in October.
General Secretary of NDC, Johnson Esiedun Katia. Meanwhile, the Chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kojua Ferejan, says the Commission will not be stopped from carrying out its constitutional obligation of organizing by-elections in the Woolensee and Kwabre West constituencies. Speaking at the opening of a two-day Star Ghana election called semi-annual convention in Accra, Dr. Ferejan said the arguments being advanced by the political parties are neither tenable nor meritorious. He insists the EC will go ahead with the by-elections unless no candidate files nominations to contest the elections. A report by Bubu Klinogu.
Last month, the members of Parliament for Woolensee and Kwabre West passed on and their seats consequently declared vacant by the provisions of Article 112, Clauses 5 and 6 of the 1992 Constitution. When a vacancy occurs in Parliament, the EC is bound to organize a by-election within 30 days if the vacancy does not occur within 3 months before the holding of a general election. Considering the fact that the two seats became vacant with more than 3 months to the next elections, which will be held in December, Dr. Afarijan says the EC cannot but hold the by-elections. However, the main bone of contention has been which register to use. The major parties argue that by the provisions of the Public Elections Registration of Voters Regulations, CI-12, the old register has been revoked and the only register in existence is the biometric register. They insist that the time is too close to the December polls and the eventual winners will spend barely a month in Parliament before it rises for the general elections. Dr. Afarijan, however, disagrees.
People are saying that if we do the by-elections that are pending, they would be illegal. I don't know where those views are coming from. And they would quote something saying that the constitutional instrument number 12 had been repealed. Yes, so what? This is the new constitutional instrument that replaced the constitutional instrument number 12. It says revocation, 32. The Public Elections Registration of Voters Regulations 1995, CI-12 is hereby revoked. Yes, it means CI-12 is no longer valid. That means this one is what? Is valid. What does this one say? 26, the commission shall certify the register after the determination of claims or objections. And the claims or objections occur at what stage? That is the exhibition stage. After the register has been certified, it shall be published in the manner determined by the commission and shall replace any existing voters register. This means that unless this registration has traveled its legal course, the old, it has not replaced the existing register.
What then should be the way forward? Dr. Farajan again.
See, if the political parties don't want the by-election, they must come, sit down, and let me build a national consensus on that. We are obligated under the law to do the by-elections, and we will do them. A party that does not want, doesn't have to fill the candidate. And if there's a consensus in this country that the by-elections are useless, then nobody should become a candidate and there will be no election.
Even as the national officers of the major parties battle the EC in court over the issue, their candidates at the constituency have filed their nominations to contest the July 31 by-election in Wulensi.
A report by Bubu Klinogo. The presidential candidate of the CPP, Dr. Abusakara, has described reasons put forward by the EC for its inability to use the biometric voters register for the pending by-elections in Wulensi and Kwabre West as unconvincing. The EC explained that due to the number of stages that the compilation of the register has to go through, it would not be ready for use in the by-elections. However, Dr. Sakara told Bubu Klinogo that nothing stops the EC from concentrating on the register for Wulensi in order to finalize it in time for use in the by-elections as a pilot for the general elections.
The law of the land clearly states that if it is within 3 months of the election, then there's no need to hold a by-election. But if it is more than that, the Electoral Commission, by the law, is mandated to have it. Now, the issue at stake here is not the having or not having of it. It is having the election based on the old voters' registration cards instead of the new voters' registration cards. I believe if the election was being held with the subset of data for Wulensi based on the new voters' registration system, there perhaps wouldn't be the objections that are being raised now. We have instituted a new system. At the very least, we all have a vested interest in having pilots to see how this new system works and how well it works. What are the problems with it and how should we prepare ourselves towards it? We join with other people in saying that the election should be held on the basis of the new voter registration biometric system that we have.
It's not ready. It has to go through a number of processes.
First and foremost, we're dealing with an electronic age. Those of you who have knowledge of computers should know that it is necessary to create subsets of information, and you aggregate the subsets of information. You're not picking the people up randomly from all over the place. They're being organized within the constituencies which they were collected, and you're combining them. We do not see the explanation given as sufficient grounds, because we believe it is not impossible if all resources are placed at the disposal of making the Wulensi subset of information ready in this electronic age. We still have 3-4 weeks. If you're waiting for the entire nation data to be ready, then of course you'll be delayed. But what I want to know is what stops them from handling the Wulensi subset of information discreetly, checking it, making sure there's no double registrations in it, and using the information there as a subset of information and as a pilot to test that this system really works well and give us an opportunity to get used to it. That is my question.
That was the presidential candidate of the CPP, Dr. Abusakara, in that interview with Bubu Klinogo. In a related development, the flag bearer of the PPP, Dr. Papu Sindum, said the party is set to contest the by-elections. He said the EC will do a great disservice to the nation if it fails to go ahead with the elections. Mr. Sindum said the constitution mandates the EC to organize such by-elections.
The Progressive People's Party, the PPP, is a law-abiding political party. The political parties in Ghana are governed by the political party's law, which is authority to the independent electoral commission to determine how elections are to be administered and conducted. And we, as law-abiding, we have decided that we will follow the rules set by the EC. And if there are any issues that we have with the conduct or the procedures announced, we want to stick behind closed doors and let the EC know what our concerns are and hopefully thrash those things out. And as I speak to you, I can tell you that in spite of all of the arguments being made out in public against the Wulensi and Kwadwo West by election, 7 people have fixed nomination form and filed. Indeed, the CPP, the NDC, MPP, they have all filed nominations to contest the Wulensi by election. Now, why would they, on the one hand, be to stop and threaten boycotting the election, while on the other hand, they proceed to file to contest the same election? And, you know, when they all went to file their nomination papers, they were asked to go back and bring the old ID card, not the new one. And they all complied. And they all have filed. So what are they trying to do to the democratic process? On the one hand, they say they don't want anyone disenfranchised. At the same time, they would like to have the entire population of Wulensi to be disenfranchised and not have representation in parliament.
The flag bearer of the PPP, Dr. Parkwe Sindum. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. 4 major political parties set for legal tussle with EC as they jointly sue the commission in an attempt to stop it from conducting Wulensi and Kwabre West by-elections, but EC vows to go ahead with elections. Leadership of religious organizations asked to take decisive step in ensuring Ghana maintains its enviable status as peaceful country. 2 ambassadors designated to Turkey and the Czech Republic presented with letters of credence. Vice President John Mahama says Africa can attain total liberation if its people recognize their indelible heritage of fighting injustice. And Senegalese President Macky Sall's coalition wins laudable majority in legislative polls. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. The moderator of the General Assembly of the EP Church, Right Reverend Francis Amin, has reiterated the call on the leadership of religious organizations in the country to take a decisive step in ensuring that Ghana maintains its enviable status as an attractive, stable, and peaceful state. He said by virtue of the role as mentors and providers of hope and inspiration, it is unethical for religious leaders to engage in active political discourse, adding that such acts could polarize their followers. Right Reverend Aminu was addressing a congregation of EP pastors at their retreat underway at the University of Ghana, Legon. We bring you the details.
The 3-day retreat is characterized by prayers for the state and the church, as well as presentations on various social and ecumenical topics. Right Reverend Aminu noted that it is important for the church to uphold its principles of neutrality on issues of active partisan politics, while providing the desired beacon of spirituality and physical development, as well as integral institution of state. He urged the pastors to demystify the assertion that the EP Church is limited to a particular tribe, emphasizing that the church is universal, cutting across all ethnic and tribal communities locally and internationally. Right Reverend Aminu called on the pastors to establish a sustainable relationship with the laity and involve them in theological and social leadership responsibilities. In a presentation, Reverend Dr. Mayor B.D.K. Adoku of the Ghana Armed Forces Religious Affairs Directorate urged pastors to be guided by the values of stewardship responsibilities for which they have been called to serve as ministers of the gospel. The program's Ecumenical and Social Relations Secretary of the EP Church, Reverend Dr. Seth Agidi, stressed the need for the pastors to regularly conduct an attitudinal and performance scan as a means of assessing the merit and growth of the church. The national president of the EP Church Pastors Association, Reverend Ernest Gewu, expressed optimism that the retreat will rejuvenate the participants with a renewed spirit to enable them to discharge their duties diligently.
A news desk report. President John Evans Atanos has presented 2 envoys, Ibrahim Abbas, a career diplomat and former director of passports, and Professor Samuel Korte, Dean of the Graduate School, University of Education, Winneba, with their letters of credence as ambassadors designate to Turkey and the Czech Republic. Presenting their letters at the Castle Lusu, President Leo said it is hard work that has earned them the opportunity to represent Ghana in the countries they have been accredited to. There is therefore the need to continue to work harder to place Ghana on a higher pedestal. President Mills assured the envoys of the support of the government to help them succeed in the discharge of their duties and asked them not to hesitate in making their request known. Secretary to the President, James Pebako Mensah, asked the two envoys to work to deepen existing trade ties between Ghana, the Czech Republic, and Turkey. He reminded the new envoys that they have been appointed during the age of diplomacy of business, hence they are to ensure that trade links are strengthened for the benefit of Ghana. Mr. Pebako Mensah also asked the ambassadors designate to ensure that the rights of Ghanaians are upheld and protected. On behalf of his colleague, Professor Kwarte thanked President Tamils for the honor done them and pledged to work to raise higher the flag of Ghana in Prague and Ankara. Professor Kwarte replaces Victor Smith, who is currently the Eastern Regional Minister. Ghana's premier private university, the Valley View University, has received books worth about $40,000 from two public-spirited personalities resident in the U.S. The books include those on marketing, mathematics, employment and labor law, management and information system, accounting, and e-commerce. They were donated by Professor Mary Bowen, Director of the School of Nursing, Ohio University, USA, and Dr. Kofia Piaochere of the Syracuse University, New York. Presenting the books on behalf of the donors, a pastor of the SDA Church in Columbus, Ohio, Dr. Isaac Bimpe Boateng, said they were moved to undertake the humanitarian gesture following an appeal by the president of the Valley View University, Professor Daniel Boer, during a recent visit to the U.S. Dr. Bimpe Boateng urged the students to take good care of the books, since they are very expensive. The pro-vice-chancellor of the Valley View University, Professor Philip Mayo, who received the books on behalf of the university, thanked the donors for the kind gesture and urged other philanthropists to follow suit. Vice President John Dramani Mahama has stressed the fact that Africa, and Ghana in particular, has an indelible heritage that places on her a responsibility to fight injustice and solidarize with the rest of the world. In his view, it is only when this heritage is recognized by the African continent that total liberation and a united front can be attained. The Vice President was a special guest at a symposium in Accra to mark the 50th anniversary of Algeria's independence. The event was also used to celebrate the first Algerian ambassador to Ghana, Franz Fanon, who was also an icon of Pan-Africanism. Pascalina Dadevo has filed this report.
Algeria gained independence from France on July 5, 1962, after more than a century under colonial rule. 50 years down the lane, Algeria presents a new face. Politically, the country has built strong institutions which allow for democracy, the rule of law, free speech and diverse media. Algeria has 45 political parties, 27 of which are represented in parliament. On the economic and social front, it can be described as favorable and sound. Education is free and it is a constitutional right. Having served as a beacon of hope to many African countries, including Algeria, it is just proper that Ghana shares in the joy as the country marks half a century of her freedom. Algeria's independence celebration in Ghana is also remembering Franz Fanon, the country's first ambassador to Ghana. Franz Fanon was not only a Pan-Africanist, but fought for the country's liberation from colonialism. Among the many books he authored was the popular The Wretched of the Earth. The book analyzes the role of class, race and violence in the struggle for national liberation. Franz Fanon died in 1961 from leukemia at the age of 36. A historian and a writer, Vice President John Mahama regretted that the virtues of selflessness by the forebears are lost. He noted that a dream of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah to unite the African continent can only be realized if all artificial borders are erased and the African continent unites its strength.
Algeria had its own struggle almost parallel with us. As soon as they gained independence, they joined Ghana in the struggle for the liberation of the rest of the continent. In their struggle for independence, many of them paid the ultimate price. It was more violent and bloody than our struggle for independence. What is common between these struggles is that the struggles were carried out by ordinary people like all of us across the length and breadth of our two countries who were imbued with nationalism and heroism and were prepared to pay the ultimate price for the sake of the liberation of their countries.
Reflecting on Algeria's independence and the life of Franz Fanon, a senior diplomat diplomat KB Asante was not enthused about the pain that France inflicted on Algeria. He stated that independence is not a gift granted by the colonial powers, but a usurped right that has to be retrieved. Mr. KB Asante urged Africans to let the life of Franz Fanon, who fought for the oppressed, remind them not to be bourgeoisies who ride in big cars, but drivers of industry. He also appealed to government to stock all public libraries with Franz Fanon's books to keep his memory alive.
History of the liberation of Algeria also helps the educated African to put stories of atrocities in perspective. Murder is murder, whether it is brutal or that of women and children. Today, we are stampeded by emotional accounts to support regime change to those who will so much power and influence.
Algeria's ambassador to Ghana, Labi Kati, was grateful for the solidarity Algeria continues to enjoy from Ghana. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevu, Accra.
A US-based author and advocate in youth empowerment, Dr. Samuel Kranting Pipim, has called on Africans to pursue excellence in all their endeavors. Thus, he said it's the only way they can solve problems such as wars, conflicts and famine in Africa. He said even though Africa has a lot of resources, it is still underdeveloped, hence the need to address these problems. Dr. Kranting Pipim made the call at a leadership lecture on excellence in Accra. Here is a report by Victoria Ahaji.
Dr. Kranting Pipim noted that Africa is the richest continent in the world, yet its people are poor. He said Africa has rich soil in which, if used for cultivation, can produce a lot of crops for consumption, yet there is famine in Africa. Dr. Kranting Pipim indicated that someone ought to come out with innovative ideas on how these problems in Africa can be solved.
We are living in a world which is very competitive, and we can no longer continue doing things anyhow. Excellence is important. Excellence is the answer to the woes of our nation as well as our continent.
Dr. Samuel Kranting Pipim, ending that report by Victoria Haji. A former Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Professor Kwame Nahoy, has broken his silence over the controversial purchase of the 110 Galloper vehicles in 1999 from African Automobile. Professor Ahoy, who was the sector minister at the time the order was made, has downplayed rumors that there was no contract before the vehicles were imported. He was categorical that the ministry entered into a contract through an exchange of offer and acceptance letters to purchase the vehicles after cabinet had approved it. This is contained in a statement issued yesterday. On the international front, Senegalese President Macky Sall's coalition has won a landslide majority in legislative polls, swooping up 119 of 150 seats in the National Assembly. Former President Abdoulaye Wade's Senegalese Democratic Party, which had dominated the House, won only 12 seats, while a breakaway group from the party scored 4 seats. The remaining 15 seats went to smaller parties. Turnout in Sunday's election was low at just 36.6% of the 5.3 million registered voters. Kenya has cancelled plans to import crude oil from Iran following threats of sanctions. The outline deal signed last month was to import about 4 million tons of oil from the Iranian National Oil Company. But the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi had warned it was important to cut revenue to the Iranian government. Last month, Kenya's only refinery said that it would start buying its own crude oil. Reports say under the proposed contract, Tehran had been offering Kenya an extended credit facility of 90 days. To end the news, the main points again. The four major political parties are set for a legal showdown with the Electoral Commission after jointly suing the Commission, seeking to stop it from conducting the Wulensi and Kwabre West by-elections. The decision is born out of the EC's decision despite the absence of a valid voters register. Vice President John Dramani Mahama has stressed the fact that Africa and Ghana in particular has an indelible heritage that places on her a responsibility to fight injustice and solidarize with the rest of the world. In his view, it is only when this heritage is recognized by the African continent that total liberation and a united front can be attained. The Vice President was a special guest at the symposium in Accra to mark the 50th anniversary of Algeria's independence. and leadership of religious organizations have been asked to take a decisive step in ensuring that Ghana maintains its enviable status as a peaceful country. The moderator of the General Assembly of the EP Church, Right Reverend Francis Aminu, made the call at a retreat for EP pastors in Accra. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.